Exercise 6, page 72. Text 1.
Thank you for agreeing to join us as a substitute teacher. When there is a class for you to teach, you will receive a phone call no later than 8 a.m. of the same day. We will tell you what class you will be teaching. Classes have course codes, like 4GEB, which is Level 4 General English B section. When you come in, you'll need to pick up the folder for that class in the staff room. The folders are right behind the door. You will find all instructions for teaching that class inside. Good luck, and if all goes well, we hope to offer you full-time employment in the future.
Text 2.
I really don't like that we can't even sit down for a few seconds until our breaks.
Well, you can if you don't mind getting a warning.
I've already had two warnings. One more and they might let me go.
I know, it seems too strict.
Yes, and the fact that we have to wear uniforms doesn't help.
And ugly uniforms at that. Well, you know, we just have to make the best of it until something better comes along.
I know. I check the job search websites every day. There are just not a lot of jobs out there now.
Text 3.
Today we have on our show Marcus Weber, who is going to talk about the future of work. Marcus, you've written a lot about this topic. So what can you tell us?
Well, Jolanta, we can already see the future now. As we all know, working from home is becoming more and more common. This trend will continue as companies will look for ways to save money and increase profits.
Will that mean that there will be fewer workplaces like offices?
Good question. I don't think the number will decrease that much, but they'll just get smaller. With a lot of the workers at home, it will only be the managers in the office. Currently, the office of the average mid-sized business is between 45 and 75 square meters. I think in 20 years, we'll see those numbers drop to between 20 and 40 square meters, with a good number of employees working from home.
What about other types of business, like manufacturing and the service industry? What changes do you see happening there?
Well, workers have been disappearing from factories for a long time. This will continue, as machines will do most of the work. I predict that, as that happens, more manufacturing will come back to Europe. It left because it was much cheaper to pay workers in other countries. But machines don't need to be paid. So if there are almost no workers in a factory, it won't be that much more expensive to have that factory in Europe.
Wow, a lot of jobs are going to disappear. I guess that's true for the service industry also.
It certainly is. You know, ATMs or cash machines first appeared in the late 1960s. And then many bank clerks lost their jobs. Self-checkouts first appeared about 30 years ago, but they've really become popular in the last 10 years or so.
Well, it doesn't sound optimistic. It seems there will be a lot of unemployed people in the future.
I actually don't think that's true. People will be employed, but in different kinds of work.
Well, I hope you're right. Thanks, Marcus.